This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, everybody. As we kick off another week, we'll be talking a lot of politics, obviously. Super Tuesday and all that that entails. A lot of anticipation for the Oscars and what would Chris Rock present and what would the night be like. Right at the top, we go to our pal Lisa Durden, who is really an expert when it comes to pop culture, politics, everything, the buzz on what's happening in the nation. So thrilled to kick things off with her. Hey, Lisa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I have toothpicks in my eyes just for you, and they look like statues called the Oscars.
I love it. So the way he started things off, Chris Rock, the host of the Academy Awards, your thoughts on how he rolled it out?
Oh, my God. Actually, I couldn't have guessed that he would roll it out better than what he did. It was phenomenal. I saw Chris Rock when he hosted the Oscars a few years ago. And it was kind of like, you know, mixed reviews. He was a little too, quote, political for some people, but what the hell? We know he does that. But this time, I think kind of like everything was aligned. And the thing I expected to have for him to do, he didn't do. I expected him to come on stage and just rip the Oscars and rip the, you know, the blackout and rip the Oscars so white and really, like, put it in their face. But what he did was he did a nice, balanced monologue. Don't you think he did a little ripping, but he ripped Jada Pinkett Smith, too. He got everybody. He got them all.
He did. I think he did a masterful job, because that had to be tough.
Masterful, yeah.
To figure out, how can I do this? How does it make sense? How is it real and authentic for him? And I think he really, really did it. He said it at the start of his opening monologue when he referenced, you know, the hashtag Oscars so white.
Right.
And, you know, like he said, people were telling him he should boycott and he should just quit. And he said, why do unemployed people tell me that I need to stop?
You know, wait a minute. I laughed so hard because I was exhausted today and I had so many things to do. But I laughed so hard because one thing, and he means black folks, I'm being honest with you, this is the club we're in. He don't mean y'all if you're white. He means us black folks. Black people, we have our goods and bads. We love telling other black folks to let go of checks. It happens to me all the time. When I go on the Kelly Files, you know, a lot of black folks think that, you know, Fox is, you know, racist or whatever. I don't know. But when I go on the Kelly File and I write, you know, check me out on the Kelly File. Here come black folks. Why are you going on the Kelly File? Because I need my coin. You know what I mean? Like, black folks expect us to pump our fists all the way into the unemployment line. Stop that bullcrap.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was so perfect and it was hilarious. So he really got everybody. He it was a total balance. He let us all know, okay, on the one hand, this is a good point. On the other hand, you went too far over here. You want me to, you, okay, I get the Oscar so right, but why would I quit my job and I'm getting paid to host it? At the same time, yes, and he went back into, at the same time, yes, it is racist, and he broke it down, you know, not the burning of the cross racist, but, you know, more like a sorority racist. And then he went back to, and Jada Pinkett Smith, really, you a man because your husband didn't get the award, and it's been all white for like 88 years, so like he really did a good job. I think the word you used was perfect. He was masterful in that, you know, you know Archie Bunker. You know, when the show All in the Family, that show could not be on these days because we're a little too sensitive. But if you think back on that show, Archie Bunker was an equal opportunity idiot, right?
Yeah.
He said nasty things about everybody. Women, Jews, gays, blacks. And that's what made it hilarious. He was so, dumb that he didn't even know he was. That was funny. So in that same vein, on the opposite side, Chris was so brilliant that he was killing everybody. I'm talking about you and you and you and you, and they laughed at themselves. It was just too hilarious. It was perfection. It was utter perfection.
Yeah, I thought so, too. And then in and around the show, there was lots of conversations. Do you think this helps lift the veil, the problem, what happened? Do you think things changed because of what's been highlighted?
No, girl. I'm the one who's sleepy. Are you sleepy? I'm sleepy. Are you awake?
I am, and I agree with you. I don't think it changes necessarily anything.
No.
But I think that it was... It was brilliant what he did. I think the way it was handled and the way so many other wonderful people reacted, I think was true and authentic, and we need more of that. And so that's, I think that's what we really, really saw at the Oscars.
What I did think did happen was people, not black folks, but a lot of white folks took a big sigh of relief because they were awfulizing. Oh, Lord, the black man's going to be the host after they said Oscar's so white. Oh, Lord, are we going to be embarrassed? Oh, my God. But, you know, because a lot of white people think that when black people say that something's racist or something is unfair, that we mean all white people, and every white person wants to wear the scars of racism, and you don't have to do that. Calm the hell down, y'all. Y'all are good. So they feel, you know, funny. But I think once the first 30 seconds and the first 60 seconds came out, I think everybody felt better. It did do that. It did kind of like, you know, we waited with bated breath and, oh, my God. And so it was fine. We knew, blacks knew, Chris Rock's got that. You know, he's got that. We're used to that. But I felt good that we knew he had it. But also, too, if you wanted to bring a little kumbaya together for tonight and it will evaporate by tomorrow morning, it did do that for the moment.
I like that. It did do that for the moment, and then it will evaporate.
It will evaporate.
So what? How do we shift the culture? How do we shift the mindset? And that's a giant question.
It really, nothing happens overnight. You know, it's just like a baby being incubated for 9 months, and then it comes to the world. I think that the first thing we need to do is bring attention to it and not let it go. Not let it act like it. You know, it's almost like the Holocaust, right? You know, Jewish people make sure we don't forget the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And in many different ways over the course of many years later, and they should not because it was a tragedy. It didn't happen on American soil, but it's their story. So I think if we keep this up, black folks can't say, I'm mad today and we've been wrong today, and then we get back to business as usual. Just like we don't want whites to, we should not either. So that's the first thing. The second thing is I'm going to go with what Whoopi Goldberg said. Whoopi Goldberg said, and I agree 100%, yes, they're going to work on, you know, unwhitening the committee, the Oscar committee, and not letting, like, 1,000-year-olds stay in there. Because what's supposed to happen is the committee should be a sprinkling of people who are currently actively directing and writing and working in Hollywood. A lot of those people have one foot on the banana peel and one foot in the grave. They have not directed things in 1,000 years. They've not written anything. They've got to go. So even when you start to diversify, which they should do, at the same time on the same track, you're going to also have to now mean to hire people of color as directors of films and writers of scripts. And we have to have production companies who are making more films because, as she said, if you have the diverse committee, but then there's no films with people of color, not just African Americans, but people of color to vote on, you're back in the same position.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
need enough of them to go against all, to every 50 white films, it can't yeah. be one film of person of color.
Yep, absolutely. Perfect place to end this. Lisa Durden, get some sleep. Thank you.
Oh, my God, I'm a disaster. I'll see you next time.
Bye-bye. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, odds and ends.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I walk along the avenue. I never thought I'd meet a girl like you. Meet a girl like you.
As we continue through the show, we'll talk more about the Oscars and talk about reaction to it. Leonardo DiCaprio, I will say this. And thanks for joining us here on ATM with me, Kate Delaney. Leonardo DiCaprio won Best Actor for The Revenant, which was a crazy, wild movie. I thought he had was an incredible performance that he gave in that movie. And Brie Larson won Best Actress for Room. Spotlight won Best Picture. Those are always the big heavy hitter awards. There's others, of course, and I will get to those because, you know, we do our cheap movie review, and it is what I say the greatest form of relaxation when you see a movie you like. But we live in the world of streaming, so it's always easy to get the versions as you wait till they come out. In the meantime, let's jump on the campaign trail. Interesting what happened over the weekend and at the tail end of last week, I think. You know, we're seeing not really a shift. In fact, we're seeing finally for Donald Trump some support going his way. Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama endorsed Donald Trump, the conservative politician that has actually been on the show, and we've watched him in Washington to see what he's done over the years. And, you know, here it was Sunday afternoon, 2 days before the primary and Super Tuesday, and that's a big endorsement for Trump. That's a net gain for him as far as Sessions' followers, I think, are vast, and that helps Donald Trump. You know, we talk about endorsements, how much do they help hurt, that kind of stuff, and I think there is it's interesting, there is a little bit of a bump there, if you will. Ted Cruz, the senator from Texas running for president, says Trump might be hiding mob ties in his tax returns. So throwing mud in all directions is that turnabout we knew that would happen. And
who knows to the validity of what he's saying. What Cruz is saying is that he's putting the pressure on Trump to post his past taxes, hinting that he might be hiding his connections. There have been a lot of reports about Trump's business dealings with the mob. That's what Cruz is saying. He said it on the Sunday Swirl on this week. He says now maybe his tax returns show that those business dealings are a lot more extensive than, you know, were even reported. That's specifically what he said. And Cruz said one of the companies that he's done business with, SNA Concrete, to build Trump Tower, in fact, is one of the companies owned by a big crime family in New York, and that's maybe what the tax returns show. So he's trying to shine a light on it. We'll see how that all comes out. Both Cruz and Florida Senator Marco Rubio have released summaries of their past tax returns to try to push Trump into the light of doing that. And he's talked about it. I mean, he's talked about releasing his tax returns. And so far, he has not done that yet at this point, because they're saying there might be something that he's hiding, that there's some sort of a bombshell in there. And I don't know, in pawing through it, what they'll come up with. But I think he will. I don't know. I think he will release them. It's just a question of timing. In the meantime, this was pretty big on the Democratic side. And while Hillary Clinton is also, by the way, helping some of those Republicans who are running for president, because she's building a list of Trump victims, is what she's calling it. There's something else that happened. Tulsi Gabbard quit the DNC and is endorsing Bernie Sanders for what she's saying is his military mindset. She's pretty popular, and she's co-chair of the Democratic National Committee, and so she said she's backing him for president. She made the announcement on Meet the Press. She said, look, as a veteran and a soldier, I've seen firsthand the true cost of war. I served in a medical unit during my first deployment. Every single day, she says, she saw the very high human cost of war. She said she sees it in her friends who now a decade after they've come home are still struggling to get out of the black hole. She said the commander-in-chief has to look at the consequences of the actions they take before they take the actions, so we don't continue to find ourselves in the failures that have resulted in chaos in the Middle East. So she said in a memo to her fellow DNC officers that she has taken her job to remain neutral seriously, but now feels the need to back Sanders. She said there's just a clear contrast between the two candidates in her belief of what's going on with the veterans. So she felt, I got to get out of this because I have to endorse him. I have to endorse him, and so I can't be neutral anymore. That is an interesting and a bad blow to the Clinton campaign, because she's well-liked, well-spoken, and has a definite opinion with something to back it up, because she was in that situation. She served. And by stepping aside and saying, I can't keep quiet on this whole thing, I've got to back him, I've got to get out of this. Truly, there is a little bit of a ripple effect here. So that's a big wow from the Democratic side. As Hillary's going after Trump, you know, there are more people that are going after her inside the party. And essentially, that's what that's like. This is what I have to do, and I'm not backing down from it. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to step out. I'm going to step out, dump it, and let somebody else pick it up. How's that? We talked about this last week, and this is a quick follow-up that I'm going to tweak out there, if you will. Your phone, the thing you're carrying around, many of us, with the Apple insignia on the back, the Apple iPhone, and whether or not the secret key is going to be created. Apple and the government are definitely going to come up with a wild legal battle, I'm sure. And there's going to be some serious implications for you and I, how technology can interfere with our lives and how they work with law enforcement. The Apple people are being asked to provide reasonable assistance to the investigation of last year's deadly, horrible, horrific, pathetic San Bernardino attacks by disabling the security, preventing the FBI from accessing the encrypted handset of one of the shooters. And there is a sharp divide here. Should they be able to do that? Should the company be able to break into your smartphone and mine? Or should we expect that our information is private through encryption? Apple is challenging the California court order, saying the kind of cooperation sought would undermine basic principles of data security and open vulnerabilities for all of its users. They're trying to back the users, saying, you know, they know they'll be outraged that we don't want to go in this direction, because once we do, then we've got that ability. I mean, they know they could do this, and they could absolutely do this. It would take nothing. It's the relationship with the customer. And once they're out there giving it up, they know that they won't be able to get this back in again very easily. I mean, this is really the fight over the future, over high-tech surveillance, infrastructure, how far you can push technology, what technology companies are willing to do, and software developers. Because they're making all of this, they're making the tools we're using. Some people would say, but we live in a different world. Giving criminals and other people the ability to operate in the shadows that way is not good. I mean, we're giving them the material. Where do you fall on this one? You can always shoot me an email, americatonight.net, or flip me your thoughts. Dialing these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. The biggest rumble on the street yet. We're talking about it next here on America Tonight.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You 855-266-5283 to join the party. Threw in a couple of things, talking a little bit about what's happening politically speaking. Threw in a little bit about Chris Rock and the Oscars, and we'll talk more in that direction too. Mixing it all up, what ultimately is the buzz in your backyard and mine on a very sleepy Sunday for a lot of people? Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Can you hear me now?
I gotcha.
Well,
can you hear
you know,
me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Let me tell you. How much? 48 hours? Till Super Tuesday?
48 hours. Yeah.
And I think the headlines will be, "The Sleeping Giant Has Awakened." The people are going to be looking at the delegate counts, you know, and Trump's got, you know, how many hundreds, and everybody else has just a couple. But the money, Kate, and the GOP establishment and all these billionaires, they're going to be looking at one thing, turnout. And if they see that Trump is getting the turnout that he got in Nevada, where he you know, he increased the turnout in Nevada by 100% of Republicans. I mean, you know, it was incredible. If he does that for
right.
Super Tuesday, you know, these billionaires are going to say, hey, I'm not spending more money because this guy is going to win the election for us. Because that's what they
yeah.
want. They want power. They want to win. In the end, they want a Republican in the White House. And if they see Trump out there bringing in 100% more turnout, you know, or something like that, then, you know, that's what they're going to go with. That's, you know, and this guy, you know, he's got so many things going for him that the media doesn't even want to talk about. You know, he has no donors. He has no lobbyists. You know, he's not going to come into the White House and come out richer like everybody else does. You know, he's got $10 billion and 10 billion reasons not to go and do this. You know, he could just retire and chill out for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Instead, he's going to go and take on the hardest job in the world, you know. And then another thing the American people love is he does not back down. You know, I think this week there were three Mexican presidents complaining about the wall. And what did he say? It just got 10 feet taller. Even the Pope, right? He didn't even back down from the Pope. You know, he just had his people
put up a picture of
the Vatican with like this 400-foot giant wall around the Vatican. And the Pope didn't say anything after that. I mean, I hope that, you know, lightning doesn't come down. But, you know, and on and on and on. The American people like that. There's nobody. I don't think there has been anybody in my lifetime except Ross Perot. And he never went, you know. well, he tried. But he was the only one that, you know, funded his own campaign, I think. I'm not sure if he funded it or not, but... So, you know, it's going to be about turnout. And if the turnout is huge, then it's over. And it'll be just about who's going to be the VP. Now, the question I have for you, Kate, is how come so many people are not voting for Cruz in Texas? I would have thought, you know, Cruz would be getting like 70% and 80% down there. What's the deal?
Yeah, a lot of people don't like Cruz. They think he's a phony. They think he's a fraud. They think he's, you know, they don't like what he stands for, which is odd because you're right in that sense, because when he was elected, think about the midterms, it was huge, the number by which he was elected. So it is odd, you're right, that he's not getting the amount that you think he would get. And you know what I also think more than anything, that there may be people that are going after Cruz, but I think it's more about the Trump factor. I think that there are people that just prefer, they just prefer Trump.
Well, you know what they say, no one is a prophet in their own land. And when you grow up somewhere,
yeah.
people know you. You know, you can't fool them. You can fool people in Kansas
no.
or in California, but if you grew up in Texas, you can't fool Texans. Just like Marco Rubio, a lot of people, he's not winning in his own state because people know him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Anyway, turnout,
exactly.
I think
Exactly. And that,
be, you know, I think turnout is going to be the big thing. I mean, delegates will be up there, you know, and I want you to check out Rule 40 because Rule 40 states you need – 8 states that you have won the majority of delegates in to have your delegates counted in the convention. So the diehards who want to, you know, keep Trump out of there, they are hoping that with these 5 candidates, no one will be able to get a majority of the delegates, 51% of the delegates, not the vote, but the delegates. But
right.
It's because of the weird way these states are set up. For example, in South Carolina, Trump got 33% of the vote, but he got all the delegates. So that's it's just something that you might want to have some of your staff check out, Rule 40, and people out there listening to the show. But I don't think that's going to stop them either. I think once the turnout comes in like it was in Nevada, you know, all the money is going to start going to Trump, and he doesn't need it, which is there's something mind blowing, right? So
right, I agree.
There,
I agree.
If you have a lot of money and you want to send it to Trump and he doesn't want it, send it to Kate Delaney and tell her to give half of it to Trump.
Oh, you're so funny. And I think you make some excellent points, Tomas, and you and I have been talking about this, and I agree with you. I'm very well aware of Rule 40, and I don't think it is now. I thought originally it might affect it, but I don't think it's going to affect the Republican primary outcome. I really don't. And you spelled it out. You know, it's odd the way states differ and how delegates differ. But the rules are cockamamie in a way because they're complicated between the state and the national rules and convention rules, and there is implications here, but I don't think it's going to have anything significant that's going to happen on the Republican side. It would be interesting to see, Tomas, thank you, if it happens on the Democratic side, if there's anything that changes there, but I don't believe that we're going to see that rock the Republican presidential race. It is very obscure, as Tomas says, and is gaining attention because of, I think, frankly, people who don't want to see Trump in there. So, you know, basically, a shortened version of explaining this, as it was explained to me, is it's pretty much says that at the national convention, a candidate has to have the support of a majority of the delegates from 8 different states, like Tomas was referring to, in order to win the nomination. And, you know, how was it adopted? Why was it adopted? What did it mean back when it was adopted? You know, how it's being, I'll say, manipulated now, happened back in 2012 when the Republican National Committee was trying to limit the kind of the scope of, I guess, Texas Congressman Ron Paul at the convention, and then have a unified front behind Mitt Romney, who was what everybody believed was the presumptive nominee. So could it become an issue? It could, but doubtful. I don't think it will by the time you get to the convention in Cleveland. Would a candidate have the majority of delegates in at least 8 states? That's why Super Tuesday is so big, because Trump should have them. If Trump comes up with the majority, then it doesn't matter. No harm, no foul anyway. Nothing can happen here. It's not going to make a difference. If it was fractured, then that's what would happen when you went into the convention. But it's not looking like this is the way that this is going. Because you'd have to have enough. You think of the amount of delegates. What's going to happen there between Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio? Would they have enough to be able to get the nomination? And the answer is it's not just not looking that way. It just looks like Trump. Unless it something changes, then you would have a wild, wicked floor fight, and the delegates would decide the best thing to do is to reduce the amount that you would need, meaning the amount of states, and they could, I guess, go to 7, but it's not realistic. It's not realistic here. It was looking that way, perhaps, when we first started talking about the election. But I don't think so. Now, the Democrats, let's see what happens with the Democrats, because it's the same thing. Will it affect, you know, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders? Rule 40. Well, really, Rule 40B of the rules of the Republican Party. That's their version, right? Hillary Clinton, she doesn't want to see anything that relates to this at all. Oh, it's crazy. It is crazy the way the primaries round up delegates. Hang with us.
It's about about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I told Donald Trump, this isn't a campaign, this is a movement. Look at what's happening. The American people are not happy with their government.
That is Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama. And, of course, a big one is coming up this week, Super Tuesday. He's endorsing Donald Trump. This is a big endorsement if you think about the sway that Sessions has, certainly in Alabama, very popular. And he's pretty much saying, as he said there, the man himself, it's Trump for him. So Rubio, Cruz, and others are hitting Trump for actually also, when we talk about endorsements, being backed by a former Ku Klux Klan leader. So in the world of endorsements and the push-pull, which of course is not Senator Sessions, it's David Duke. And they're going after him hard on this. Cruz said on Fox News Sunday that, look, this hate group is supporting the front runner. And they're talking about Trump making recorded calls, robocalls, telling potential voters not to pick a Cuban candidate. Trump was asked about this when he was a part of the Sunday Brigade. He was on CNN about the retired Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, David Duke, last week giving his support to his campaign. And Trump said, you just don't understand. I don't know anything about David Duke. I don't know anything about what you're even talking about with white supremacy or white supremacists. Did he endorse me or what's going on? He was asked heading into the weekend on the campaign trail in Fort Worth, Texas. He said he was unaware about a Duke endorsement. He said, I disavow it, okay? I don't even know. And he tweeted this out after jumping on CNN. He said, I stated this at a press conference on Friday regarding David Duke. Here's Ted Cruz on Duke and an endorsement. Or let me tell you what Cruz said. Cruz tweeted, well, one of the things he tweeted, really sad at real Donald Trump. You're better than this. We should all agree racism is wrong. KKK is abhorrent. And then, as I mentioned, Rubio did the same thing, saying we cannot be a party that nominates someone who refuses to condemn white supremacists in the Ku Klux Klan. Trump reportedly knew Duke in 2000 and cited him. Pat Buchanan, you know, and some others were explaining why he stopped considering a presidential run under the Reform Party, because the Reform Party includes David Duke. So endorsements and the push-pull over getting endorsements can, I guess, hurt and help in a sense. But, you know, this, I think that so much of this just washes over people. As who's saying what and what does that mean and are they paying attention to it? Because I'll just ask you this question. Do you care if Snooki or Kim Kardashian or celebrities, maybe celebrities with a better reputation will say, more meaty, endorse your candidate? Does that make you want to endorse that candidate because a famous singer that you happen to like endorses them? I mean, I certainly hope not. I think it should be about whether you like the person, you agree with their ideology, you agree with the direction they want the country to go in, and what they're saying resonates with you. Hopefully that's the reason why, not any endorsement, frankly, because you should be able to make up your own mind. Now, I understand when you have an enormous respect for somebody and they endorse a candidate, you say, well, how about that? I really respect their opinion. This makes me take a closer look at it. Okay, I get that. I think this flap over David Duke is going to go away. But anything a campaign can hang on to that's negative, oh, they're going to jump to it. They're going to jump to it automatically. And the tax returns and the full tax returns, that's huge. Because what's in the tax returns? That's what they're looking at. They want to see what's in the tax returns. Is there anything, controversial there that is of use? That's campaign 101. So that's nothing new at all. But Super Tuesday, my friends. Oh, Super Tuesday is going to be epic. Epic because this could be the end of the road, you would think, for so many of those that are left on the Republican side. You know, what do you need to know about Super Tuesday? It is the biggest, chunkiest day of the primary season. 13 states. How this plays out on Super Tuesday we can really see a big turn. Alabama, Arkansas, Colorado, Georgia, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, Virginia, Wyoming, and American Samoa. And the polls, we know, close at 7 or 8 o'clock Eastern. The results really flip over the next day. So what does it mean? What it means is there's so many southern states on Super Tuesday, and this could change the course of the Republican and primary debates, primaries, basically, Republican and Democratic, in 2016. Because Ted Cruz, supposedly, does he have the support of conservatives and evangelicals? Is there some kind of a firewall or not? You know, Cruz talks about Texas and he says it's the crown jewel of Super Tuesday. Is he going to win? Is he going to win Texas? It's interesting because Jeb Bush had planned on, if he was still in the race, spending $17 million on advertising in the South in this section of the primary. And will Hillary Clinton get the number of delegates she needs? She should, because of her strong support among African Americans. But the primaries and caucuses are run differently. And that's what you need to know. They're run differently. It's not the same Republican, Democrats, how they do it. You know, you got five standing. Trump, Rubio, Cruz, Kasich, Ben Carson. And then for the Democrats, we just have Clinton and Bernie Sanders. And at this point, if you look at what we were just talking about with the Republicans, clearly Trump has the edge. Clearly he does. If Cruz can't win Texas, and you're listening to me in the Lone Star State or outside of the state, ponder this for a second. I mean, that's got to cast some serious doubt. There's vulnerability on his viability if he can't win Texas. I mean, there's a lot of people that are trying to help him. The governor, the current governor, the former governor, so many others that are out there pushing the Cruz message. If he doesn't win Texas, it definitely shows a huge Achilles heel. I mean, and Texas is the biggest piece of the pie as far as delegates, 155 Republican delegates, 252 Democratic delegates are up for grabs. That's why you're seeing so many of the candidates roll through Texas. But there's big totals, too, in the other states. I mean, Alabama's got 50 Republican delegates. Georgia has 76. Tennessee, 58. So they're out there. The music means the band is playing me off the stage for this hour, anyway. You want to get a hold of us? Let your thoughts flow. Hit us up at AmericaTonight.net. Thanks for listening.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.